Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's up? Thank you. What's up, Kev? You think you can get me a chair like that in Philly? Yeah.
Bill Belichick.
What are you trying to say?
Roast of Tom Brady last night. I don't know. He was talking to Kevin Hart there, looking for the cheer in Philadelphia. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Coming up at 1, the Daryl Morey press conference. A lot of Phillies talk with Bryce's top potential moving to short. Phillies are on fire right now. And, of course, the Sixers. Have we gotten too soft here as a city, particularly on the Sixers? But Hugh last night. So I wasn't watching the roast of Tom Brady, but seeing everyone was talking about it. And I saw some clips. I was like, all right, I'll turn it on. So I watched it for, I don't know, a better part of half hour.
Mm-hmm.
They went in on Tom Brady more than I anticipated. Like, I guess if you do a roast,
you gotta be, everything is on the table.
But I mean, everything. I mean, they were going after his wife, the divorce, the jiu-jitsu guy that you always joke about. I mean,
jiu-jitsu,
it was.
Yeah, he could. Yeah.
So yeah. It was all on the table. Belichick, Gronk. I actually thought it was pretty funny. So two things caught me about it. One, I think Tom Brady was too good of a player to be roasted to. You know why? There's nothing about his career you can make fun of. It all has to be personal. Like, what are you going to knock his career for?
Yeah, he won a multitude of Super Bowls, and yeah, you just talk about his wife smashing the trainer.
I mean, that was every joke was basically about that.
And Deflategate.
Yeah, that was some of it.
Yeah, a little bit of that, and just, you know, his kids and some of the weirdness that he has displayed in the past with them, but that's not even weird.
Yeah, I didn't, maybe I missed it. I didn't see anything about his kids. Maybe that felt off limits. The ex-wife, though, was
Oh, I saw totally. some, yeah, it was one comedian. Young lady, she went real blue. She went bluer than blue.
As blue as you can go.
Yeah, she went blue.
The only one he seemed to get annoyed about was the one about Robert Kraft that he seemed to go too far.
Massage parlor.
Yeah, he went up to the comedian and told him no more of those.
Was that theatrics, though?
Like the Will Smith?
Yeah, exactly.
Like his version of Will Smith?
I mean, like you said, it ain't too much that's happened in your life where people can really, you know, so you got to let that
work. I mean, Robert Kraft was laughing about it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what that one is already like out there now, and everyone's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like they had taken steps that were too far besides the Robert Kraft.
I agree. Yeah, and if Robert Kraft shows up to a roast, you got to know that's coming.
Yeah, they talking about you, dog.
So like, here's the question now. All right, so we had the Tom Brady roast last night. Who's the most roastable person at WIP? Like, if there had to be a WIP roast of one of our current personalities, you, who do you think would make for the best roast?
When you say roast and like have fun with it, or just like talk, like, you know, because
it would generate the best jokes on
Joe the camera.
Is that
Joe
it?
The camera. Yeah, because Joe,
the roast of Joe the camera would be good.
Joe's unique. Like, he has some unique things that he likes to do. He has a unique way of, you know, doing things, and you know, he's a little quirky. So I think he would be the one.
The roast of Joe the camera would definitely hit. I'm trying to think, like, if not the camera, who is it? I mean, we roast John Johnson sometimes, you know, with the different things that we play on the show.
Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, like those. I do agree. If I had to vote and pick someone here to roast, DeCamera would be a good one to roast, for sure. I think Richie would be a pretty good roast.
Yeah. Howard feels like a layup.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how well Howard would handle it.
Well, I mean, if he agreed to the roast, what is he going to do?
He can get angry.
Dr. Dope. I heard him Saturday. He was calling himself King PhD or something.
Yeah.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
I heard his speech, by the way. The first thing he mentioned was that he's a Swifty.
Yes. It was a good speech.
It was. Of course it was. Yeah.
A good job. Who do you think is most roastable? DeCamera? Who's your vote?
Probably DeCamera. Yeah. DeCamera or Howard, I think, are probably the two layups.
I think we could sell tickets to the roast of Joe DeCamera or Howard. I mean, the roast of Howard Eskin would do numbers. I mean, people would watch that just to be part of the roasting of Howard Eskin.
A low-key one could be Jolly.
Jolly be good.
Now, garbage!
Could he handle it? Because, again, half of the
roast...
Yeah, because
you got to be able to handle what's being said about you.
Have facts, folks. Yeah. Facts, facts, facts.
I have some questions on if he could handle the roast. You got to be able to sit there and nod and smile as people say some pretty rough things about you.
Yeah, and some of that stuff is gonna hit home. Like some of the like personal stuff, it probably hit home.
Of course, it's personal. I think Howard probably would handle the roast the best. He's had the most years of being ripped for his taste.
I do also. Yeah, I think Howard has a better sense of humor than some people would be led to believe. He would handle.
So do we think anyone wouldn't handle a roast well? I don't think Jack would handle the roast well.
Oh, no. He would crumble.
Don't think
no
it'd be
way.
Great.
No, Jack's super sensitive.
You don't think he's roastable. I mean, we roast him, but he's not like roastable in a serious setting.
I can't think of too many other people that like wouldn't handle it well. I feel like Seltzer would handle it pretty well.
Yeah.
I feel like even DeCamera would handle it.
I think
well.
He would too. Yeah, I think he would take it in stride.
I think Jack's really the only one that would be overly
sensitive.
What about
John Ritchie?
I think he would handle it, but I'm not sure he would show the proper emotion. You got to have to smile and nod through it.
This is really. You don't think he would emotionally
crying through it is not the. That's not a good roast. I mean, that just throws the whole situation off. You can't cry through the roast. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Tyrone in Middletown. Hey, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Hey, good morning, big you.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Can't complain.
I was gonna call you Big Pimpin' again, but that was just for laughs. But I know that's how he's named. But yeah, but check it out, man. Growing up playing basketball in CYO, one of the reasons why I formed my attitude, and I think this is the attitude that I think you have to have be a winner in sports. You go out, you play with blood and guts, like a soldier. Then when you win. You be noble to your opponents and humble, but when you lose, you don't go out with sour ribs.
You know what, Tyrone? I want to let Tyrone have his blood and gut speech.
He got that.
It was a little messed up, the line. We'll get him back. Terrence is Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
What's up, man?
What's going on, Terrence?
I got a little rant of my own.
Okay.
So I don't accept losing in the first round, losing in the second round, but... We have to keep it 100. We have to keep it fair. They brought in Nick Nurse to be this savior of a coach. This, he's supposed to be going to the Hall of Fame to be able to make the X's and O's adjustments. I felt like with the team we had, we could beat New York. And I feel like in some ways, Tibbs outcoached Nick Nurse, the veteran. I know Tibbs is a veteran too, but Nurse has the championship on his resume.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going at Joel Embiid. This guy scored 39, scored 40, whatever. We cannot say this series he didn't show up because we know in past playoff series he didn't show up. This one he did, but this one he didn't have help. We got Tobias scoring 19 points for one game. It was just, if we keep it at 100, we keep it at a beam, it was just Maxine and Beat out there, man. If we keep it at truly 100, and sometimes Oubre, sometimes Batum, but it was just two guys against the whole Knicks team. And with the Knicks team, they didn't have nobody but Brunson. But you know what they had? They played as a damn unit. They played as a unit, and they played cohesiveness. And that's what we didn't have, no cohesiveness. So I understand Ike's rant, but I heard another caller saying this earlier. We have to keep the same energy for these other teams, man. I heard year after year, Ripper Joel Embiid. But I haven't seen no damn team in Philadelphia sports history in the last couple of years that won a championship. I seen them all go. And I seen them all collapse. I didn't know why he finished the job. We saw the Phillies go year back to back. Bryce Harper, they choked. We got to keep it 100. when they got to the World Series, they bats choked. When we got to this mediocre Arizona Diamondbacks team, they choked. And I was furious about that. And I called the radio, I heard the radio the next day, no one saying nothing. Everybody's like, kumbaya for the Phillies. Because it's no love affair.
Well, no, I thought that, Terrence, I agree with you on that. The Phillies choked last October. They choked. I agree.
Yeah, same thing with the Eagles. We have this epic collapse. And just because Howie has a good draft, everything's forgotten. No, we have to do it on the field. We have to do it with our coaching. We have to finish the job. I haven't seen nobody finish the job. And I want to see the same energy. So if the Phillies go this year, I don't give a damn how they started 22-11, whatever they are. They got to finish the job.
They do. You know, no, Terrence, I agree. I think I agree with that. I think we've gotten softer just generally and Terrence, we appreciate it. Not just Sixers. The Sixers are just the most recent team to go out of the playoffs. So that's the one we're upset about. I think we have. I got to push back a little bit, though, on the no help for Joel thing, though. I do agree Joel showed up in this series. I do not believe he was terrible or anything like that. He's better in this series than he was in other series.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to push back on this idea Joel got no help. Joel's second star, right? His co-star averaged 29.8, 6.8, 5.2, 29.65 in the series. Tyrese Maxey had a 46-point elimination game. Road elimination game in game 5. In game 6, the Sixers bench was the reason that game came back to reality when they were down all those points.
Yeah, and Buddy Hield came up big when you needed him in that last game.
I don't agree that he didn't get any help in this series. I mean,
you know what it is, Joe? It's one of those things where the outcome, regardless of where the help came from or whatever the situation was, the outcome is the same as it always been.
Always. Always.
And that's the unfortunate thing about it. That's the thing that a lot of people, regardless to what you got, it wasn't enough to get you over the hump. And that's the frustrating thing. That's what, you know, and I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but when Ike was ranting, that's kind of what I heard. It's like, dog, you were the better team. You were favored going into this. And no matter what, the outcome was still the same. Frustrating. The fact that Buddy Hield comes off the bench, Joe. We were making jokes, and I apologize to the dude that called last week and talked about Buddy Hield playing, and I'm like, dog, what are you talking about? He didn't show up the whole playoff series. He came in, and he contributed.
Sure did.
And
in the last
the
game,
outcome,
yeah.
So this is what we do. Like, he comes in off the bench, and he contributes. Now, we mad at Crumble Cookie because Crumble Cookie didn't contribute.
I mean literally, he didn't.
He didn't. He was out there. He
put
was
up
like,
a zero.
What did Perk say? He said they asked me to go to Chick-fil-A, and he came back with straws and napkins. That was hilarious. So asked everybody what they want from Chick-fil-A. He comes back with straws and napkins, brought nothing to the table. And that's the unfortunate thing. There's times where, you know, you could point throughout this whole process where you could say, well, you know, this person didn't show up, or Joel did this. Joel's been consistent throughout all of this. We give you the points that he's giving you. But it's always somebody else. And when you look at most stars that are in this situation, they find a way to win, man. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
That's it.
That when we talk about Joel Embiid, we look at Kobe, and we look at you look at Michael Jordan, you look at LeBron James, and you talk. There are moments in their careers where you could feel the way that you want to feel about them, but they had those moments in the playoffs where their history was made.
Yeah, I think it's totally fair when we bring up the supporting cast and all that kind of stuff, but there's also the history of the NBA. The best players go far in the playoffs. It's like not rocket science. It is. Joel Embiid's the only MVP in the history of the league to never have played past the second round. There's a direct correlation between the best players and going far. Now, sometimes you go up against another great player and they have a better supporting cast and then you lose. That's understandable. But it is striking that Joel's played this long and never been past the second round. It's almost impossible. But for him to be as good as he is, and we all recognize he's a great player, it just doesn't happen. You can't find MVPs that don't go deep in the playoffs.
And I think especially in the NBA, when you look at great players, I even right now, I could think of moments where in Kobe's career, LeBron's career, Michael Jordan's career, Steph Curry's career, where there have been doubters and naysayers about what they were able to accomplish. With Kobe, it was you can't win a championship without Shaq. And he found a way to do that. He, like, I think the model is Kobe because of what he – like, you have teammates telling stories of Kobe about how, you know, if you weren't contributing, Kobe didn't fool with you. Like, that's who he was because he wanted to win so bad. And when he used to hear that, you can't win without a Shaq, that burned his biscuits. And he went out and he won one without Shaq.
Two.
Won a couple without Shaq. Another story. I remember when this thing started to transition and people were telling Steph Curry. I remember Charles Barkley saying it on television. You can never win shooting playing the way that they play. Never.
Then it became a dynasty.
Then now everybody wants to play that way. I mean, there are moments that stars have where it makes people feel like they transcend. And Joel Embiid, I think that the thing that hinders him is his transparency to a certain extent because he just doesn't get it. You know, he doesn't say stuff or he hasn't had that moment yet that those other players have had. It's always somebody else. He's always talking about what somebody else has to do. And when you think about all those other players, they've had moments where they probably didn't directly say that, but indirectly you knew how they felt about what anybody else has felt about him, and they went out and they transcended all of that.
If there's a hope for Joel, because I think the chance of him becoming like any of those other guys you mentioned is very, very slim. Dirk Nowitzki might be the comp and the hope because it took Dirk a long time, and then he got there and they won it. You know, maybe that's it.
So like, I don't think it's rocket science, but I do think it's a little more complicated than you're making it out to be. Like, we can say Kobe and Shaq. They did have great role players on that team, too. Like, all of these teams that win titles, it's not solely because they have 1-2, and then the rest of the guys are on vet minimum. Like, they're, like, besides LeBron in 18, nobody's carrying an entire roster of crappy players.
But we can't ask for more than what happened in Game 6.
We can ask for a better roster.
Right, but just two stars, and the role players scored a million points in Game 6.
I'm aware of that, but there's a whole series here to be played.
I know, but again, the co-star had 46.
But Joe,
46
like to say that
five.
The role player stepped up in Game 6 is not painting the whole picture of the series. They sucked the entire series. Buddy Hield was a DNP for most of the series. Tobias Harris took two shots in that last game and was putting up zeros.
I get it.
He was Tony Snelling out there.
I understand, but like the rest of the series, it wasn't like the Knicks players scored a million points.
But their roster, their team was better.
When you have the two of the three best players, you should win the series.
I don't necessarily agree that that's always 100% how it is.
Not 100%. I just think you should. Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, good morning,
guys. Go ahead. Connection. You're good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we got you, buddy.
Good morning, you and Kyle. Good morning to everybody in jail.
Good morning.
But getting to the Sixers, man, I've been listening to the show, and everybody's made a lot of great points. But here's the thing with me. I think that the Sixers, one thing that they don't have is a solid nucleus. And I think that with Joel Embiid, I think when he was out for those 30, 35 games or whatever it was, I think they only won about a third of them. And I think that when you look at it from the factor that he was severely injured with the Bell's palsy and coming off the knee surgery, he's laboring physically with his stamina, I think it only amplified the fact that in the NBA today, you cannot win with two men carrying your entire team. You need a supporting cast. And when you have two of your starters coming up, you know, with goose eggs, so to speak, I think that even amplifies the fact that next year I would like for them, first of all, the ownership, I think that they're not passionate about the Sixers because unlike most of the fans here and myself, I've been I'm blessed, man. I saw Will Chamberlain play one time. And I think I was in about the third grade. But, you know, the one thing I can say about him, he was an Iron Man. He was like a god. What we have here is a guy that does one thing well, that score. And we need role players. You look at Minnesota that you brought up, you got a 7-foot-1 guy playing center in a 7-foot stretch four. You got a 6'5", 210-pound combo guard at playing the point or the two.
that can jump out the building.
Yeah, Tyrone, he's a special player. Anthony Edwards has arrived here at a very young age. Tyrone, man, we appreciate it. Yeah, they're a good team. And Minnesota has a chance here to beat Denver. We'll see. They're up 1-0. All right, before we go any further, and we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here, we wanted to play this because it was really cool. The Eagles put this out sometime late last week. It was kind of their unscripted series on YouTube, and this one was their draft room. I've never seen this much draft room content. Like, they'll put out a video here or there, the calls that when they draft a player and they get to, you know, basically say, hey, you're an Eagle now. But this was the entire draft process. It was really cool to see it, including this. So this, they took us inside the lead up and then the eventual trade to go get Cooper DeJean. You could tell how much they wanted him early in the second round. Here it is as they're waiting to see if he'll be there for a trade or if someone's going to grab him as the second round is moving along.
So Washington is the first one where we have a chance at.
Okay, they have two picks, right?
Yeah, that's why.
How about Carolina?
Carolina is interested as we get closer. I don't want to do it now.
Oh, no, I understand.
Problem is, Chargers kind of said no. Tennessee doesn't really have a great match for us because they don't have a third. For Carolina, 39 and 65 for 50 and 53. And I think we would have to add in 210. What I like about that is we don't fall 2-4 back from our second. It may not get us our first guy. They wanted to get in yesterday, too. Just someone keep an eye on my phone.
With that 35th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Rook Aurora.
So that's the pick with the Falcons, right? So the next part of this is when the Eagles try to move up, and Carolina is a possibility, Washington after that. And there's a moment here where you could hear they're afraid he's going to get picked because the Rams move up, and you can hear it. Both Howie and Jeff think they're moving up for Cooper DeJean. You could hear their reaction when they go up for the Florida State defensive tackle, not Cooper DeJean. Here it was, Eagles draft room, when they think they're about to lose Cooper DeJean, and they realize, no, we're going to get him.
Let me make sure my guy's there. What do we got? I don't know if I'm going to be able to. All right, let's go to 40. He said, throw me back the 6, then we're good. But
Rams are on the clock.
That's it.
That is it. Unfortunately.
The Carolina Panthers have traded the 39th pick to the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, with the 39th pick and the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Brandon Fisk.
Yes!
Florida State D-tackle.
All right, 50, 53, 161 for 40, 78, and
150.
All right, call down. Appreciate it.
Howie's in his zone there, Hugh. He's thinking trades. He's watching the board. He's taking the phone calls. And then as soon as the Rams take the Florida State defensive tackle, he's like, calling the trade. We're going to get Cooper.
Yeah, and it was kind of fun to see. I'm just, you know what? The biggest thing for me is I was just kind of curious what all those damn numbers mean.
Those are the draft picks.
Okay, the ones that they traded
right,
away.
Right, they'll trade away 50 and 53
to move up
40
to get Coop. Gotcha.
And whatever.
Gotcha.
And then I guess
appreciate you explaining it to me.
He was thinking about the potential deal with Carolina, and he was saying, well, we got to throw 210. And like,
okay, so that's what he was doing.
It was the cost of the trade he was kind of throwing out to the whole room if we do this.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting to see, man. And you know what's funny? That's what gets people excited about this upcoming Eagles season. The fact that, you know, you get the – you get behind the velvet rope, or they pull the curtain back and let you see the process of what goes into to getting these players, man. And I tell you what, they're excited. Like, they had their rookie camp this weekend. Mm-hmm. Very, very excited about what potentially these young guys can bring to the table.
The other thing that strikes me is, you know, whenever they make a pick, they say he was the top guy on our board, he was the guy we wanted. Obviously lie, because if they didn't land Cooper there, right? If the Rams traded up for Cooper DeJean, they would have taken somebody else. And they would have told us how much they liked that player. It's so, and they would have never put this video out, clearly. But they wanted Cooper DeJean. I mean, Lurie's like despondent when they think the Rams are about to take him. They're like, oh, we lost him. Yeah, it's gone. I mean, they wanted him. So it's pretty exciting that they got the guy they wanted, and they let us see that there. 215-592-9494. That's how you help her. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Sixers. Have we gotten soft? Not only the Sixers, but in general, just as a fan base. I think we have. A lot of stuff we let slide these days that we wouldn't have in the past. And, of course, the Phillies playing really well right now. But without Trey Turner for 6 weeks, should they move Bryce Stott to short in his absence? I think they should put Whit Merrifield at second base. 215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls coming up next. And We'll throw a new name in the mix for the Sixers that is out there in the rumor mill. A lot to discuss on the Midday Show. Daryl Morey at 1 on Sports Radio 94 WIPR. Unless you live under a rock, you know by now that I've partnered with Kyle Schwarber and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. So here's the deal. When Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. And I mean literally. If Kyle Schwarber hits a home run today, tomorrow you get a free Philly Standard beer. Just download the Yards Brewing Company app, and you can find participating bars near you. You can get your free Philly Standard, the hometown beer for hometown fans. Drinking a beer from another city is like wearing our rival's jersey. It's a violation. Pick up a 15-pack of Philly Standard this weekend from your local distributor. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years. Made by Philadelphia. Drink.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.